Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
The Rocky Horror Show has become one of the world's favourite musicals and is currently the only contemporary rock musical to celebrate 50 years on stage. And the new Australian production has already broken box office records and is now playing here in Melbourne. To tell us more about these is the Rocky Horror Show's Blake Bowden, who plays Brad and is also the Frankenfurter alternate on Tuesdays when Jason Donovan is not on. Blake, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
My first question to you is, I mean, they're two big, massive roles that you're playing. How do you remember them, all the lines?
I don't know sometimes. Like, sometimes I surprise myself that I remember them. And the lines in Rocky Horror as well are very specific and worded in such brilliant ways. And you have to kind of get them exactly right for them to make any sense. And sometimes they don't make any sense. So it's kind of wacky and wonderful. But, I'm having an absolute ball playing both roles.
Now, it opened originally in London, I think 1973. And it's been continuously on stage somewhere in the world for that time. What do you reckon makes it popular and so perpetual? That's great.
I think that definitely the music. Like, the music brings people back, and there are people are always singing along in the audience, whether they're in tune or out of tune, but we love it. And I just think that it's this story of an individual who is just yearning to be themselves, actually. And I think that's the powerful message. And when I came into the show at the end of last year, I did question it myself. I was like, is this still relevant to 2024? And it actually is. You know, Frank has this great line towards the end of the show where he says, "Don't dream it, be it." And when I'm playing Frank, even when I'm playing Brad, and I look out in the audience, I see people really connecting with that from all ages and all walks of life. And I think it's just a really powerful message. And then on top of that, it's just such good fun. It's so silly. It doesn't take itself too seriously. You know, there's a great laugh. There's all these great laughs in there. So I just think it's the perfect amalgamation of all those factors.
I feel like it's the sort of thing you go and see it, and it's you come out feeling good. You know, you just come out feeling good.
Exactly.
It's a really feel-good show to see.
Exactly. Everyone's always up on their feet at the end, dancing along. And, you know, like, it's just, that's just fun to be part of as a cast, but definitely as an audience member too. Like, you're guaranteed to come and have a great time. It really is, you know, they call it the party musical for a reason.
Blake, now you're playing Brad. What's Brad's story for those who don't know?
Oh, so Brad is the unsuspecting, uptight, all-American boy, and he their car breaks down, and they end up at Frank's castle, and goes on a bit of a journey of self-discovery, and kind of has all of his, you know, his whole world is kind of turned upside down, but has a great time doing it. And I guess for the audience, what, you know, Brad, and there's obviously Janet, who I play opposite, who's my fiance in the show, they're kind of the straight characters, and they're kind of what the audience see, our reactions to Frank and his kooky world. They live through us to see how kooky it is. And it's so much fun for the audience to see Frank poke fun at us the whole time as he kind of breaks down our walls and breaks down our expectations about, you know, what society is and what society could be and who we are as people as well. And I love playing an uptight character. I think it's so much fun.
Are you like that in real life?
No, you know, maybe a little bit. I seem to play uptight characters a lot. But you know, I think that's, and that's the joy of me doing this production as well, is I do get to play Frank once a week. So I get to flip it completely on its head and then be the one who's antagonizing and the one who's having fun. So, you know, it's, as an actor, it's been an absolute thrill this entire season for me.
Brad, do you reckon the show's got the power to transform really uptight people, like, that go and see it?
Yeah, I think it does. And I think the audience that I see come in, often they are kind of these, you know, pretty everyday, you know, people who just go about their lives, but they come and they come dressed up. Actually, on Tuesday night, I had, you know, this guy, I don't know, he would have been, I don't know, in his late 50s or something, and he was with his daughter, and she had done his makeup, and he had this whole Frank face full of makeup on, you know, and I could he was so complimentary. He just had the best time. And I do think it allows people like him to, you know, express themselves in a different way for a minute, and they can do it. If it's like Rocky Horror gives them the permission to be that person for a minute, you know, the person they can't be in their day-to-day lives. And that's what I mean. That's what I think was so powerful about the message. And I think that's who Frank is, you know. He is, he's come, you know, if you don't know the story, he's come to Earth, and he is, you know, he's expressing himself in a way that he never got to express himself. And that's what the audience kind of lives through him, and they get to do the same thing.
We're chatting with Blake Bowden, who plays Brad in the Rocky Horror Show, which is playing in Melbourne now, but it's about to finish, isn't it? So we haven't got that much time to see it.
No, we close next Saturday night. So I think there's still another, you know, quite a few performances over the next 10 days. So there's still time to come and see it. And then we head up to Sydney, and then we're in Sydney for 6 weeks. So yeah, there's a bit of time to see it between here and Sydney.
Now, we're giving away a family pass today. You know what I'm doing? I'm making everyone listen out for the Time Warp. I love that song.
It's so good. We do it many times in the show. I mean, the lyric is, let's do the Time Warp again, and we do it again and again and again. And that is the one song that gets everyone up at the end. And it's incredible to see the entire audience doing this dance together. Everyone knows the moves, everyone knows the steps. And if you don't know it, we explain it to you. We teach you the dance while you're there. So yeah, it's a really, really fun.
Blake, great to chat with you. Thank you so much for joining us on Drive today, and enjoy the rest of the week here in Melbourne before you head up to Sydney.
Thanks, Warren. Thanks so much.
Thank you. That is Blake Bowden, who plays Brad in the Rocky Horror Show.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.